Shush! Please be quiet. Someone's knocking on the door.
Shh!
Shall we open the door? Let's check who's at the door.
Yes!
Look! Can you see the elves singing? Here goes the song.
It's storytelling time now. Time for storytelling. Please come to the reading room. Get your books and sit close to me. Sit on the carpet in a circle. Can you see well at the back? Please bring this book for our next reading class. Read pages 1 to 10 before coming to the next class. Please listen silently when I read the book to you. This is the book we are going to read today. I have brought a big book. Wow, this is a huge book. I'm going to do the storytelling with this big book. Please read the title all together. The book we are going to read today is called The Gruffalo. Has anyone read this book already? What do you think The Gruffalo is? Who do you think wrote this book? Can you guess who drew the pictures? The person who wrote this story is Roald Dahl. Have you ever heard of this writer before? He is the writer who wrote the BFG that we read last time. What do you know about J.K. Rowling? This writer has written another famous story. Do you remember what it was? Don't turn over yet. Wow, the book cover is pretty, isn't it? I like the book cover. Touch the cover and feel it. What do you feel? Let's have a look at the cover. What do you see on the cover? Open the window on the cover. What do you see in there? Can you see the title? The title reads, Little Red Riding Hood. What's this on the corner? Can you see a rabbit here? What is the grandfather making? What's this girl wearing? Have a look at the background. Where do you think this is? How do you know it's a school? What do you think this book will be about? What do you think will happen in this story? I think I know what the story will be about. How about you? Who can guess the story? Use your imagination. Do you think it's a story of a monster? It's possible. It's an interesting guess. Who do you think is the bad guy? Why do you think this girl is running? Do you think it'll be a happy ending? Let's check what the story is about. Let's see if it really is a story of a monster. Don't you think it's going to be an interesting story? Now, turn over. Are you ready to travel into the story? Let's open the book now. Now let's get started. Shall I read the story now? Shh, I'll read the book for you now. What do you see on the first page? You can see the characters on the first page. Who do you think these people are? They are the characters in our book. Let's go over the characters. How many characters are there? Everybody, who's the first character? What's the boy's name? Our main character's name is Robin. Cinderella has two sisters. How many animals have we met so far? Which character do you like the most? Now do you know all the names of the characters? Let's read the names of the characters loud all together. What does the grandma look like? The thief looks very scary, doesn't he? Have a look at the rabbit. Isn't it cute? Look at this man's dress. Who is the prettiest? One is tall and the other is short. One is thin and the other is... Which is the tallest animal? What do you think the boy will be like? Why do you think he is poor? Shh! Please be quiet. Someone's knocking on the door. Shall we open the door? Would you like to open the page for me? You can hear the elves talk only when you are quiet. Look, can you see the elves singing in the picture? What's the song they sang? Isn't the song interesting? Shall we sing all together? What time did the clock tell? Shall we follow the gingerbread man? What do you think they are talking about? What do you think will happen next? What will happen to the wolf on the next page? I'll open the next page. Ta-da! Oh my goodness, look at this picture! Now you know. Why was the boy running? It makes 5 in total. Do you think the turnip will come out now? Chongmin, your guess was right. Ah, so that's what happened. How did you feel about the story? Tell me how you felt after listening to the story. What do you think this story is trying to teach us? This story tells us that we have to be diligent. Was your guess right? Which scene was the most interesting? Was it touching? What would you do if you were in the same situation? If you were the writer, how would you end the story? Would you like to draw a picture of your favorite scene? Were there any words you didn't understand? Who can explain this word for unyong? Let's read the story all together now. I'll check whether you have understood the story or not. We're going to have an OX quiz now.